a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:15, and the three things you need to know this hour first.
Whether your flight is long or short, getting to your gate at the Salt Lake City International Airport could mean a long walk. I'm KSL News Radio's Dan Bonas.
Second, the numbers. 1,145 more Utahns have COVID as of today. Four more people have died from the disease. Utah's seven-day positivity rate sits at 17.4%. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
One of those spots is westbound I-80. Delays between the 202 junction to just past the 201 junction. Then you're at good speeds to Lake Point and then northbound Highway 89. You have big slowdowns, Fruit Heights into Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, it's another cold one out there, 43 in the sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We've made it to 45 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. 7 days to go, the presidential candidates and some of their top surrogates hit the campaign trail scrambling for every last vote. President Trump braving the cold in Michigan.
In 2016, Michigan voted to fire this corrupt political establishment, and you elected an outsider as president who is finally putting America first. We're putting it first.
Democrat Joe Biden in Georgia.
Any wonder, has it gone too far? Have we passed the point of no return? Has the heart of this nation turned to stone? I don't think so. I refuse to believe it.
First Lady Melania Trump returned to the campaign trail in Pennsylvania while former President Obama was on the stump for his former vice president in Florida. White House coronavirus coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx says North Dakota is the nation's worst COVID state, due mainly to a lack of mask wearing.
We see these activities that were happening outdoors and then brought indoors has resulted in pretty significant community spread.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is urging residents to stay home after cases increased last week by more than 400%, and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is banning indoor dining and bar service in Chicago. She's now Justice Amy Coney Barrett.
Hours after being confirmed by the Senate with a 52-48 vote, Justice Barrett taking the judicial oath at the Supreme Court, officially kicking off her tenure on the nation's highest court. Barrett assuming the late Justice Ginsburg's chambers, with Ginsburg's clerks being reassigned to other justices. Ginsburg passed in September at the age of 87. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Washington.
The founder of the controversial self-help organization known as NXIVM was sentenced today to 120 years in prison. Prosecutors say Keith Raniere used members for profit, power, and sex. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The Deseret News is going weekly. The 170-year-old paper will stop printing daily papers and instead print a weekly one and a monthly magazine. Deseret News opinion editor and the host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson, told us it won't be much of a transition for most readers.
Interesting to note, less than 25% of the subscribers to the Deseret News do take the daily. Most people have already traditioned to a week transition to a weekend product, which also goes nationally. Some people don't recognize that. And then, as you mentioned, we're also adding a very exciting new monthly news magazine. That, again, will be featured here. A lot of the great things happening in the state of Utah, but national voices, international perspective, and some really exciting things ahead. So you can pause for a moment on the print. But to us, it's more important that we save the journalism. So we're going to have more journalism. We're going to have more in-depth coverage, more voices from around the country, less ink, a little less paper, a little less recycling. But for the Deseret News, this is a more day, not a less day.
Matheson says more will also focus on their digital product.
There's no longer any need to say stop the presses because they won't. It is a 24/7 news cycle, as we well know. And so it will be up to the minute in terms of what's happening online. And then you have additional offerings in terms of podcasts and deep dive insight in terms of both journalism and reporting, but also great voices. We're going to bring voices in from around the country, and we're going to blast Utah's voice out as well. And we'll continue to convene as well to not just report the news, what happened, but to help shape conversations that matter. And we'll do those convening. We'll bring people here to the state of Utah, and we'll travel around the country and convene leading voices.
Deseret News and Salt Lake Tribune announced that they're ending their printing partnership. That's meant layoffs for Deseret News. 18 people were let go yesterday. The changes for both DNews and the Trib take place at the beginning of 2021. KSL News Time 420. Triple Team Traffic Now are brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And here's Ricky Meese.
We have a new crash northbound I-15 prior to 2100 South. It's been moved out of the center lane over to the right, but you still have delays to about 3500 South. All clear. Southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County. A little bit of heavy and slow traffic westbound on the 21st South Freeway approaching 7200 West, and a crash in West Jordan, 7800 South, 3900 West. Michelle?
Well, a real slow ride. This is for drivers westbound I-80. Picking those delays up right about the 202 junction headed over to Lake Point. You're going to want to probably add at least a half hour to get through that. Now, if you're on 5600 West, minor scattered delays from I-80 into West Valley, and still seeing good speeds for drivers on I-15 in Utah County. Steve?
Well, it's all clear on I-15. That's both directions between downtown Salt Lake City and Willard Bay right now. Good drive. But the backups are building on northbound Highway 89 between Nichols Road and Button Hollow Road. Not sure what's going on there. Can't really see anything in the cameras at this point. Most likely an accident in the construction. Still have a crash in Ogden, too. Southbound Harrison Boulevard at 35th Street with a right lane closed. Want something to lift your heart and inspire you? Richard Paul Evans' new book, The Noel Letters, now on sale. Critics say it may be his best. The Noel Letters. Get your copies today. Steve Carlson from the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The 7-day forecast. Kevin Eubank is joining us.
Hey, Jeff, how are we?
We're doing good, and we're looking forward to this weekend. Yeah. It's so nice. It's going to be perfect for yard work, unfortunately.
It's pretty nice. Nice warm-up coming. Temperatures this morning tied a record. We were 24 in Salt Lake City. The old record of 24 was set back in 1878, so it's been a long time. But temperatures are going to trend up. Tomorrow, mid-50s and sunshine, upper 50s on Thursday, low 60s on Friday. Halloween, 64, mostly sunny during the day. Most of the trick-or-treat time will be in the 50s, so you got to be pretty happy about that. And then temperatures, mid-60s all the way through the weekend and into next week.
So we're not looking at any more of this cold snap weather in the foreseeable future?
No, temperatures actually start to moderate a bit, get back above normal, and that should hold for the next 7 to 10 days.
It's 45 degrees. Thank you, Kevin. KSL News Time, 422.
This is Ben McAdams. I believe there is nothing we can't accomplish if we work together. Nothing can defeat us. No terrorist attack. No natural disaster. No virus. If we put our differences aside, bring people together, and act responsibly to rebuild our economy and our trust in each other, we can cover more people, reduce the cost of prescription drugs, and make healthcare more affordable. We can protect Social Security and Medicare today and for future generations. We can reduce the cost of college and make job training more available. We can get help to those that need it during this pandemic. Not just the powerful and politically connected. Anything is possible if we're willing to make the tough decisions and work together. I'm Ben McAdams, candidate for Congress. I sponsored and paid for this message because we've got to do better. Put people before party and principle above politics.
Have you been annoyed by people working in your home having to remind them that there's a pandemic, to wear masks, gloves, and shoe covers when they come into your home? Have you had to back up and keep backing up to keep a 6-foot social distance? With so many working from home, our plumbing, heating, air conditioning, drains, and electrical systems are used more and are more likely to break down. I imagine the last thing you want is to have a technician come out, breathe up in your face, and spread germs everywhere. Even as things open up at Whipple Service Champions, we continue to provide our no-contact service calls. This means face masks, gloves, shoe covers, and sanitizing before and after every call. Keep things working, experience the Whipple difference, and get $100 off any plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, or drain cleaning repair of $300 or more. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST, 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
Emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're frustrated in the bedroom, you are going to want to hear this. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses an FDA-registered technology to reverse ED, and we do it without any pills. Our wave therapy is clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels, which means we're finally treating the root cause problem of ED, lack of blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and we'll give you the medical exam, screening, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free. Plus, a special gift proven to produce instant results to your intimacy. Also, for a very limited time, new patients even get free testosterone. If you want to get your blood flowing properly and put a stop to your ED, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $500 offer. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Let's get your love life back. 801-901-8000.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Expect fewer packages under the tree. More than a quarter of Americans say they'll spend less on holiday gifts than they did last year. KSL Drives, Waymo, and Daimler are working together to put driverless trucks on the road. Daimler will use Waymo's technology in its fleet of semis. This is not an exclusive deal. Waymo has similar driverless technology deals with four other car makers. Burger King is revamping its stores for 2021. The idea is to become pandemic-friendly with curbside delivery, burger conveyor belts, and food pickup lockers. And it kind of looks like, if you see the design, something out of the future. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 222 points, closing at 27,463. The S&P 500 was down 10, but a mixed market. The NASDAQ gained 72 points. KSL News Time 426. After you hear this story, you might want to move to Maine. Apparently, the state has done such a good job at addressing the virus, its positivity rate is barely over 1%. ABC's Sherry Preston with the reasons why.
Compare that with North Dakota, equally as rural, but its rate is more than 10 times higher. State Health Commissioner Jeanne Lembrew says the key was preparation.
We saw COVID-19 coming from end of December, early January, when the global health experts began to warn of what was happening. We had a plan.
And Dr. Nirav Shah, director of the Maine Center for Disease Control, tells ABC News.
Science means something in Maine. When we at the state level advised and asked people to follow best scientific principles, like wearing a mask and staying 6 feet apart, people across the state did so.
And he says that's even more important as the weather gets colder and we think about the holidays. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.